and sat down.
Forward again, right up to the boy.
But they shook hands. "Come in," said the boy.
"I'd love to," said the snowman.
Together, they tiptoed into the living room. The snowman thought it was wonderful. He looked at the cat sleeping peacefully by the fire and wanted to stroke it.
Some trousers. But the braces caught over his nose.
"Do be careful," said the boy. "We mustn't wake them."
A perfume spray stood on the dressing table. The snowman squirted it. He liked that. He did it again. Suddenly, the perfume made him sneeze. He held his nose.
"He mustn't sneeze in the bedroom."
The boy hurried him out of the room. And then... he sneezed. In the boys' playroom, some music box. They wound it up and danced to it. See a strange, dark object. Nodding to each other, they tiptoed and down the stairs. Out of the front door, the dark object seemed much bigger now that we're close to it. Whatever it was covered up with a big black tarpaulin. Summoning up all his strength, the boy went up and pulled it off. Standing there was a bright, shiny new motorbike.
Oh!
frozen north. They were in the middle of a great forest of pine trees, laden with snow. But somewhere ahead, they could hear music and see lights. But the snowman waved, and the boy ran back and gave him a great big hug. Then the boy went indoors. Very soon, he was fast asleep. Ran downstairs and opened the front door. face. The boy ran out into the garden and saw
a little heap of melted snow.
An old hat, a tangerine, a scarf, and a few lumps of coal. But the snowman was nowhere to be seen.